Welcome to episode one of the Stay Low Podcast. This is your host, Steve-O. And decided to step into the podcast game to discuss, you know, a lot of common discussions and topics that I see not only on social media, but in real life as well, you know, with my community, my friends, my loved ones. And I figure we just take a couple of pop culture things like, you know, television shows, movies, current events, music, literature, etc. You know, blend that in so we can have thorough, honest, transparent conversations that, you know, come from a good place. And oftentimes, social media isn't enough to have those kind of discussions and that kind of discourse. So, yeah, man, episode one, man. As you see in the title, it's called What's Beef. So we'll just be discussing basically not necessarily beef exactly, but more like problem solving when you have an issue with someone, whether it be a stranger or a close friend. And I know people have seen the Webby and Boosie confrontation or back and forth on the internet. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of disappointed, especially seeing two Southern black men who we've seen have not only a musical relationship, but seem to be some sort of brotherhood. And then it's 2020 and they bring their issues to social media. My thing with that, man, I just don't understand why people feel the need to put others on blast via social media or with the audience, especially when it comes from a relationship that's supposed to be more than just a public antics. So I ain't gonna lie, that kind of hurt me to see that. And even if somebody jumps out the window first and comments or tweets or just says something first that may be distasteful about you, I personally just don't understand why someone can't pick up the phone and just call them and say, what's the problem? Because if you continue to do the back and forth on social media, we're all men, we're all adults, you know, people's egos get in the way. So at that point, it goes from wanting to solve the issue to now I got to show folks, the audience, that I ain't no bitch. And then oftentimes you can forget what the real problem is because you're too busy trying to prove a point. And even if you ain't a bitch, even if it's true, you ain't a hoe, it's just the purpose of solving the issue gets lost. And I just want people to get back to, not say you can't stand up for yourself or you can't address things. You know, if people bring it to you one way, you want to bring it to them in the same way they brought it to you. I get it. But you just got to look at the real issue and say, are we trying to solve the problem or am I just trying to prove that I ain't no hoe? That's, hey, to each his own. I know everybody has a different opinion, but I just wanted to share mine on that situation. And also when it comes to like friendships and acquaintances and like I said, the problems you have, I know everybody watches Insecure. So I know we're all seeing Molly and Issa's friendship or almost what seems like lack thereof on this season. And I think we all can agree that the main issue is the lack of communication. So it goes back to the same thing with Boosie and Webby. It's like you trying to put niggas on blast with an audience when really you just need to call your partner. Just call them. Just meet up with a nigga and get it off your chest. And that way, you know, even if we don't walk out of here as friends again or as close as we were, we know we were here to see what the fuck was going on. Like that cancels out all the bullshit. And I know, you know, Insecure is a fictional scripted show, but we all know they attack real discourse that, you know, we all go through. So I know after last episode, people were all looking at Molly like she's dead wrong, terrible friend. But I mean, of course, she had characteristics of it this season and that episode specifically. But I have this thing to where I'm not mad at people. Like when she didn't, you know, ask Andrew about helping out Issa with the block party and booking talent. You know, her view was, you know, I want to protect something that I've struggled with in my life. And I'm all for people putting the oxygen mask on themselves first before you put it on someone else. So oftentimes stuff like that can be looked at as, oh, that was just an easy question you could have done for your friend. Why not? But if someone feels like they're taking the necessary steps to help their life and it's not negatively affecting you, I personally don't, you know, have issues with that, but I can see how people consider Molly tripping or not being a good as friend as she thinks she is. But yeah, it just goes back to communication. It's That's really the bottom line. It's so much tension. And I know a lot of people can relate to that with friendships, relationships of all kinds, where things seem to drag on when they could have easily been handled. Not even come to a solution, but just handled. And it would have been over with. At least you would have known where each other stood, and you could have moved on accordingly with no, you got your closure. You didn't have to wonder, and everybody can live life. So, and lastly, man, as much as I don't want to talk about dude, I feel like there's so much around him that you kind of have to, because it's just people's approach has been kind of not rubbing me the wrong way, but I just don't understand how people can get so up in arms with something that's like not really their responsibility, or it could be so easy to ignore. But this man's 6'9", man, it's the troll god. I'm not a historian or some sort of educator, or I don't do a lot of research to have like a professional opinion. But you know, as we watch mob movies or gangster films or gangster shows, or we read books revolving around, you know, that lifestyle, and you know, the Omerta code of, you know, not speaking, you get caught for a crime, or not snitching. But yeah, with this guy, man, it's like, well, we know where snitching came from, or what I know from, just like I said, from watching movies, reading books, films, etc. The whole thing comes from people having an illegal organization, a crime organization, to where they know what they're doing is against the law, and if they get caught, they're going down. So the whole Omerta, or not snitching, no snitching policy comes from, if one of us or a few of us go down, you stay silent to protect our illegal crime organization and enterprise. So we keep the thing going, and when you come back home, you pick up where you left off, and we take care of you. So there's a whole system in place to where you're supposed to hold it down and stay silent, because that keeps the enterprise and organization going forward. So, you know, when people get caught with the police, you know, they offer less time, blah, blah, blah. People have kids, so they get to thinking like, okay, I'll snitch, blah, blah, blah. And we all know the organization, they found out you were snitching, we know what we have. You'll be punished in some kind of way, whether that be murder, whether that be your family get touched, you get hurt, you got to go to witness protection, etc. And then you have the thing of where, you know, we've seen where there's been witnesses to a crime. So these are innocent citizens who have just, a bank may have been robbed or something like that. They may have witnessed it. And the police have said, you know, you need to come testify. And the organization may find out and do something to those people. Either way, what we've seen, learned, watched, observed is that the organization handles the punishment for the person going against their organizational enterprise. That's the way I've seen it. I'm not a gangster, but that's just in all examples, that's what I've seen. So with 6ix9ine, what we know is there was an organization. I don't know what they do. I'm not going to call them criminal, but it was an organization that accepted him, allowed him to claim their organization. And, you know, when things got hard and things got real, he snitched. So it brought down their organization in a certain kind of way. Now, like I said, from what we know, people are always saying, oh, how are people glorifying a snitch? Well, how could we let this happen in hip hop? But I don't know how it's quote unquote hip hop's responsibility to, as we like we say down south or in Atlanta sometimes, like to spank that little baby. I don't, like, we're not supposed to be the punishers. The organization that allowed him to breathe and supported him, claimed them, and he helped bring down. I mean, I said, just from what we've seen, it's on them. Like, that's their problem if they have a problem. He, like, if we all know, say I'm a criminal and I have my own organization, I know not to mess with bro. I have no interest in messing with bro whatsoever. So it's like, I have no dog in the fight. So it's not up to me to punish him, to spank him. It's up to that organization. I just wish, like, I understand people who aren't even in, you know, a crime lifestyle or criminal lifestyle, who are just saying, you don't have to do that to not support him. He is snitched. But I get it. But it's also like, you know, it ain't your job, like, to police him either. If the crew he came from ain't punishing him, I really don't know what anyone's supposed to do. But hey, man, I'm not saying I'm a fan. It's just funny how how this whole scenario is going down and how upset people are. But hey, I understand. But I know with these podcasts, they usually run on average from 30 minutes to an hour or so. But I wanted to bring to the podcast game. It's a short and quick one where, you know, we touch on things that happen, like I said, in pop culture or black culture or regional culture, etc. And also try to have a discourse about, you know, real problems, real issues. But like I said, man, this is episode one. Appreciate everybody checking it out, taking time out of their day. And, you know, we'll get bigger and better with time. So this is Steve-O for the Stay Low Podcast, and we'll holler at you next time.